We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef, the podcast where I, Bradley Jones, face off against Jethlyn Maynard in a series of cooking challenges. This month, it's a grill-off. Let's turn up the heat, get our skewers going, and set the fire.
I was trying to make sizzling sounds, but it just sounded like hissing.
Oh, well.
Month one, we're doing fruit on the grill.
Fruit on the grill, yeah.
Fruit on the grill.
There's so many options.
Yeah, I've only had a few in my personal life. Watermelon is the number one, I feel. Fruit on the grill. You're not a fan.
No, I don't like the texture change. It is upsetting. You know how it's like nice and juicy and then it kind of gets slimy and like coagulated.
The texture issue was a problem with my fruit today. We will get into that.
I like pineapple best.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Grilled pineapple?
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on a skewer with some anything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just slab it on there and put tahini on it. I didn't do that. I maybe shoulda.
Yeah. I'm doing my personal life later. I was looking up, what fruits to grill, and peaches came up as one. I was like, that's interesting.
Peaches came up a lot. They're just not ripe up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was peaches, and then you're supposed to, drizzle caramel on it, and then ice cream. But anything that you put caramel and ice cream with is probably going to be great.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe I'm jumping the horse in front of the carriage chair. Yep. It takes a lot for fruit to improve on the grill. I think that's my issue.
That's the thing, right? Yeah.
I'd rather just be eating just fruit. Why did I grill this?
Yeah.
It was better before.
Yeah, the temperature is strange and the texture's off-putting. I probably should have just eaten whatever it is. So whatever did you grill, Brad?
This week I grilled strawberries.
Dot, dot, dot.
I did the classic balsamic and strawberries. So do you know this? Do you know about this? Do you know about strawberries and balsamic vinegar being a thing?
I know about strawberry salad with goat cheese and spinach and balsamic dressing. Oh. That's super good.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Is it a play on that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the strawberries taken out of that balsamic. And I put a little lemon on there because for some reason... There was another recipe we'll get to later at the end where it said to put lemon on it. And I was like, maybe that stops it from burning on the grill. Maybe adding that citrus, I don't know, does something physically to it. Because I don't know if it really made the taste any change, but.
Didn't bring out the flavor more?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. I like to put lemon in stuff that's too sweet and then it makes it taste more delicious and less sweet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I learned with that with the blueberries, that the lemon and blueberries was a killer combo.
Yes. What month was that? What were we doing?
I don't remember. It's been a blur. And I will say that it was not very good.
Oh.
The texture change was not appreciated.
What did it do? Did it do the
turned
no
it soft.
Juicy?
Yeah. Left them with
so was it
marks.
Was it if you were to take a bag of frozen strawberries and let them thaw and then try and eat it? Was it that kind of a thing?
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh, go ahead.
Bagged fruit should only be smoothied. I don't know. You can leave it out and eat it as in sure, but you just don't feel as nice as just eating a fresh one.
No. Yeah. Frozen fruit is also great for making pies with. It's the best because you're... doing that, you're cooking it down anyways, but for snacks, it's not great.
What about a canned fruit? Remember getting canned fruit as a kid? You get that fruit cocktail with that little cherry in there.
Yeah. There were never enough. I was at fights over the cherries.
Yeah. It's too many pears and not enough cherries in those cocktails. And you get that weird grape that's like not even a grape. I don't even know what it is. It's like a...
Yeah.
It's a, like eyeball. A cotton ball or eyeball. Yeah.
Well, this maybe a thing. Bit of both.
Yeah, you bite into it, it's like stringy. Like, when do grapes get stringy? It's not a natural grape form.
I am realizing where all this texture issues are coming or stemming from. And there was always that pear that was like the pit of it, too. It was just like hard, yeah. Not fruit.
Yeah, you could see like the, I don't know if it was like the nectarine innards or whatever. You can always see like that hard part of a peach, maybe. I think maybe it
was peach. Yeah, maybe it was. Every can had that, though. That was the Cracker Jack prize.
I still eat it. I still take a bite. I can canned fruit right now if it was in front of me. It'd be fine.
Canned mandarin oranges are really tasty.
They're a different breed of cat, for sure.
Yeah.
So, ex-nay on the strawberry. Jacqueline, did you have any better luck with your fruit?
I sure did. I grabbed some delicious bananas and sliced the ends off, sliced it in half, pop it on the grill. Delicious. Just tastes like warm, delicious banana. I did a plain one that was great, and which it looked weird. The husk? Peel.
Peel, yeah.
Peel. The peel turned black and it started to like pull away from the fruit, and I got worried, but it was delicious. And then I also did it with cinnamon, and that was even better than plain. Mm-hmm. That's great.
I know that was good because I did that for my dessert, which we will get into 3 episodes from now.
Stay tuned.
So cutting the banana, we'll talk about that right now. That was a little tricky. And dumb me should have just cut the tips off and then cut the banana in half. But I took the knife and I was like, all right, I'm going to cut the banana in half now. And like, okay, that ends really hard. And then this ends really hard. I was like, I just go for it. But later not realizing, just cut the tips off. It would have been saved everyone a lot of time.
Yeah. So since you're being full honesty, transparency, I also did that. I did that first. You'll notice in the pictures, half of the bananas that I did was had that. Yeah. But it also caught, there's only one, I did, there's 3 slices in the picture I sent you. So there's 2 bananas. But only 3 pieces because the long stem nub of one of them got caught on my clothes and just fell in the dirt.
Oh!
Another reason to trim your fruit, properly.
Now why did they get away from you?
It's in the dirt. So maybe a raccoon ate it or something. I don't know.
I think I'm going to save my banana thoughts from when I'm talking about my banana. But do you have any banana thoughts you want to get into with your dessert, your fruit rather?
Wow, banana thoughts. Bananas are great on the grill.
Yeah. Is it your first time?
Probably not. Maybe. No, I've done it forever ago, but it's been a while. I wasn't sure that my taste would still be the same, and it is. Yeah, you should put bananas on the grill. That's my thought. You can do it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. Food, not dinner.
3 minutes aside, like it was recommended to me to do?
Oh, I didn't read any directions at all.
Oh, great.
I put it on there, and when it looked like it was done, I pulled it off.
Did you start with the fruit side down or the peel side down?
I only did peel side down. I never flipped it.
Oh, we're going to get into it when it comes to...
Okay.
I did a little bit of tricky-wicky stuff on you.
Oh. Yeah. No, I just did it like so it would be like a little custard cup. I thought it would melt. It didn't, but it was still good. I was picturing it would be like a custard kind of like pudding kind of thing. Somehow, that's just what I thought it would do naturally. It doesn't.
It does if you do it like the way I did it.
Uh-oh. Wait 3 weeks to hear how that goes.
We should just always leave just cliffhangers into our shows.
Yeah,
right,
I think
now.
So.
One of us will make a recipe that the other one made later in the month.
Yeah. I wonder if we combined the strawberries and bananas, if that would be good.
You kidding me? It'd be delicious.
Maybe, though, because you said the strawberries were gross.
Yeah, you're right.
I almost did. I had frozen pineapple and frozen strawberries, and I was feeling zealous. Is that how you use that word?
Yeah.
I was feeling zealous.
Yeah, sometimes you can be overzealous. I've never heard of anyone being underzealous, but maybe.
Well, maybe I was underzealous when I approached this, but I was thinking, oh, I could do like a strawberry banana thing and like grill it in that little like grill wok, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I didn't. I just did the easy way out, which was great. So it worked out great this time.
Yeah, hot fruit can be a real mixed bag, you know?
I just don't have hot fruit a lot, right?
It is.
Or a cobbler, which is essentially a pie.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're making like a glaze or something.
Yeah.
Cook it down into something.
Yeah.
Make a jam.
I was gonna do an apple, but I didn't see any apples that looked especially lovely at the store. But apples would be great on the grill. Apples are great. You can do literally anything with apples. I put it to you that there's no better fruit than an apple.
It's definitely one of the most diverse fruits. That I can't argue.
Yeah.
I saw somebody on TikTok cut slices of apple, and then they, on a parchment paper, cover the parchment paper with honey, and then put the apples on the honey glaze, and then put a puff pastry over that, and they cooked it in the oven and made like a open-faced turnover.
Get out of here. Why did I do that? Dang, that sounds really good. I've seen people do apples on the campfire where you like cut the core out and you shove like butter and cinnamon sugar and marshmallows and chocolate and whatever delicious things you want. And then you just eat it and it's great.
That sounds good. But there's some peanut butter. That's nice.
I should have put some peanut butter on those bananas. I bet that would have been good. It would have been a mess, but it would have been good.
We'll talk about it when I get to my desserts because I had a lot of ideas.
Okay. For my
banana. Stay tuned, Top Rope Chefers. We have got to get a name for these for people at some point, but.
Yeah. That's their job, right?
You tell us. We're not doing the work for you.
Yeah, you come up with your own cult name.
TopRopeChef.com. Find us on any of our social medias and tell us what your cult name is.
And we'll come up with a dish just for you.
Thanks, everybody. See you next week when we're going to do vegetables.
Yum. Or is it?
Dun, dun, dun.